The United States Senate today is scheduled to debate the pros and cons of private school vouchers for low-income school children in the nation's capital. Republicans say they have the votes to pass the $13 million proposal. Democrats, however, could still block the Senate from voting and scuttle the push for vouchers altogether. That has prompted Washington, D.C. Mayor Anthony Williams to embark on a last-ditch effort to keep the proposal from dying. NPR's Claudio Sanchez reports.
No one talks about Washington, D.C.'s education problems with greater urgency than the city's mayor, Anthony Williams.
I've got a city that is one of the most polarized, divided cities in the United States. Okay, I've got the richest population in the country, poorest population in the country, most educated population in the country. 40% of my city is reading at a third grade level.
At this gathering of the National Conference of Mayors in Washington this week, Williams, a Democrat, was hoping that at least his fellow mayors would understand why he supports vouchers.
What's happening in education in our cities, in some cases, is an ongoing disaster. My city, I got 200 people dying every year of homicide. Half of the people in the school system drop out of schools. To me, that's a disaster, and you need some authority to address it, and you also need to experiment.
A school voucher plan for the district is a worthwhile experiment, Williams says, because it would give about 1,700 low-income families a choice. Under the five-year, $13 million plan that the Senate is considering, a family of four earning under $34,000 would be eligible for a voucher worth $7,500 towards tuition at a private or parochial school in Washington, D.C. A similar plan has already passed the House by a close margin. Williams says this is not an attempt to help subsidize religious schools or push some kind of federal school voucher plan for the entire nation. Until now, only Cleveland and Milwaukee operate citywide voucher programs, while Florida has the only statewide voucher program. But Mike Casserly, head of the Council of Great City Schools, says it's naive to think that a voucher plan in Washington, D.C. would not have considerable political impact across the country.
I think the ripple effects are pretty important and the ramifications are pretty important. Passing a voucher proposal in the District of Columbia is not like passing it to any place else in the nation. It is the nation's capital. It does often set the pace for all kinds of things, for good and for ill.
Casserly says that's why mayors, governors, and state legislatures are closely watching this week's voucher debate in the Senate. The National Conference of Mayors, for its part, has never in its history supported vouchers, and it's not about to start now. Some mayors, like Boston's Tom Menino, are dead set against them.
When you have vouchers, it means you've given up on the school system. I'm not willing to give up on the school system. It's just by having vouchers doesn't mean you have a good educational system. Our kids can have the ability to use that voucher. You have to go right to the heart of the educational system.
Menino agrees all parents should have the right to pick and choose what school they want their children to attend, as long as it's within the public school system. And he points to charter schools, or what Boston calls pilot public schools. So while Washington, D.C. Mayor Tony Williams did not win any converts at his meeting with mayors, today he's hoping a handful of Senate Democrats will have a change of heart and pass the school voucher bill that Williams says his city so desperately needs. Claudio Sanchez, NPR News, Washington.